So I'll also welcome everybody here. So as Sadnandi said, we've had an extraordinary 10 days here since we heard of the death of our teacher, Bhante Urgyen Sangharakshita. It's quite difficult to believe that those 10 days have gone by, and yet they've been used very beautifully. Not only here at Adistana, but around the world, our community has just come together, meditated, chanted mantras, sent their metta, their love, their best wishes to Bhante and to all of our community. So here today we have a gathering of people, all of whom, or many of whom, had different relationships with Bhante. For many of us, he was our teacher, he was a friend, he was family. People have known him for longer or shorter amounts of time. There are people here who have known Bhante Sangharakshita for around 50 years. That's longer than quite a few of you have even been here. I don't mean here. Some people in this room and some watching around the world, some participating around the world, will never even have met Bhante in the flesh. I know someone here told me she'd met him once for 15 minutes. But it didn't really matter because our lives were touched, directly or indirectly. And Bhante Urgyen Sangharakshita's life touched the lives of hundreds of thousands of people around the world. Many of those people will be joining us today, many here, many in our centres, many individuals around the world will be with us and participating. So people knew Bhante Sangharakshita in many ways, some through his writings, which were mentioned, his talks, his lectures, perhaps most of all, for most of us, through the movement and the community and the order that he founded. So we're here today, as Sadnandi told us, in Adistana. The word Adistana was chosen by Bhante to be the name of this place. I'm going to read you a little bit of the definition of that word. From its literal meaning of a site, a residence or position, the word Adistana is then applied to the power pertaining to such a position. It can therefore mean the power which belongs to divine form and in this sense comes near to the conception of grace. In that it may be transmitted by a spiritual teacher to his disciples, it may also be translated as blessings. So a very appropriate and apt name chosen by Bhante. His blessings are here, they're here in his presence, they're here in the work that's done here and around the world. Around the world, that was very close to Bhante Sangharakshita's heart. The fact that we're an international movement was crucial to our movement, our community, our order.